it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to get weird in this room, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. The only person. No, I guess there's two.
What?
Two people in the room with nicknames. Like T-Hack. Oh, that's not his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
We want to talk about your nicknames.
I do love when people just call me Red.
No, you don't.
I do.
Really?
There was one woman at the Ballroom Band Studio that I used to work at.
I think if a woman calls it you that, that's fine. But
and
a guy
she was
going,
also
yo,
kind
yo,
of
yo,
Red.
Red. Red.
Well, that's different. Because it would just be like, hey, Red. Not, hey, Red, like, get your ass over here.
Like, yeah,
it's
not
different.
Like, hey, Red, does the corporate match the drapes?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I was going to say that exact same thing, and I thought I'd get fired, so I didn't go.
Well, mm-hmm. You're a man. I'm a woman. I think I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, Red.
No, there's a question.
No.
Did anyone else hear the question?
I was impersonating a man.
And then you're just going to leave them hanging?
Everyone wants to know.
Okay.
This is where you say they're hardwood floors.
No, stop.
Okay. So off topic. A dude did ask that on one of our posts recently. And I went in just being like, can you explain? Like, what do you... Why
are you acting like you didn't know what it meant?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it was funny. The comments back were hilarious.
Here's what we want to try to do here for real, other than Erin wanting you to ask questions about her job. We want to know your nickname, if you've had a nickname, and like how you got it. Mm-hmm. Like if I literally got the nickname Slacker after they tried to call me Love Toy, which was a terrible idea.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Greg and Bull Leary. I got hired to be like the third dude on that show because they were a little bit older and they like needed something kind of fun on the show. And I was a hair bag and I just came in and they were like, I guess there were other shows in throughout the country who they called their third guy something crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
that was
the zany
thing.
Guy. Right.
Yeah.
And they were like, Love Toy. Let's call him Love Toy. And I'm like, you're 240 something men and you want me to be your Love Toy?
It is weird.
I knew a Boy Toy and his first name in my previous radio days.
His name?
Well, like his name was Jesse. So they would call him Boy Toy Jesse. And it like finally got retired.
Was he on Seacrest?
Or
a different station?
No, different station.
Boy, see, that's so
it's
like,
weird.
And then he grows up and he's like, I'm not Boy Toy.
Hi, welcome to me.
Man Toy.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm Slacker. Like I'm at a student teacher conference and like, oh, you're Slacker. I'm like, no, I'm
I never
Michael.
Thought of it like that. Is it weird to you that I only ever call you Slacker?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't ever call him Tyler.
Yeah, no. I call you T-Hack 100% of the time.
Okay. I'll occasionally snap my fingers and go Red for the other one.
And they do match.
What did you...
I don't know. He's kind of like the Boy Toy name. Come on.
He wishes you would have called him Boy Toy Ty.
Here's
actually, not bad.
The point is this. I would like to hear people tell us their nicknames
right.
And some incredible way you got it. Because to me, like Slacker, the stupid story is it was going to be Love Toy. And then instead it was like, you're doing all the work. So we'll call you Slacker. It was like calling Fat Guy Slim.
Right.
Like most guys named Slim.
Yeah.
Not Slim.
Which is ironic because the nickname I had for a long time in junior high was Fatty. Because I was fat. It wasn't
Here's
ironic at all.
I don't like
is that,
that
a nickname or an insult?
Was
I don't know.
Like, hey, Fatty. Yeah, Fatty's coming over. Or was it like, hey, Fatty.
It was like it just replaced my name. Like I was just friends with them, but that's just what they called.
They called your friends called you Fatty.
Or the Pillsbury Doughboy. That was the other thing. And they
which
would,
is oh absolutely God. Crazy to this me because horrific. We've seen pictures of you in middle school when and you were not fat.
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know. I was.
Was
like,
it, or were you comparative because you hung with jocks? Were you just comparatively fat?
Yeah,
fatter than them.
Yeah, okay. And they would poke my belly and
Oh my gosh.
Did you really make the sound when they did it?
Yeah, I did because I didn't
course,
play
it
into
what
it. To do you know they were? Just,
he's a child.
Yeah, I was just like, oh
no, but you don't give him the.
But it's T-Hack. He wants to make him laugh.
Yeah. And Yeah.
If we're talking about this, I have one other thing to say. There was a point in my life when I was in a band and it like U2 was out.
Okay.
What's the guitarist for U2?
Bono.
No, that's the singer.
How would we know?
Sorry.
Oh, The Edge.
Oh.
The Edge.
So I tried to kickstart calling me Bullet because bullets are fast.
Ooh.
I was a shredder, so I was like, call me Bullet.
Do you feel embarrassed now?
It's so embarrassing to try to nickname yourself.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's pathetic. It's like my singer's up on stage like, let's introduce the band. Here's Rich on bass. Here's Mike. And it's like, I'm Bullet. Call me Bullet. I'm like on stage correcting him. It's like the lamest.
That's
you can't
so
give yourself a nickname.
Yeah, no.
Like don't I you try remember to force everyone calls me that?
Right.
Remember?
Right. It's not. Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So if you've got a nickname and a great backstory, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I have a nickname that my siblings gave me. It didn't last too long. They decided that I was really unintelligent. I was the youngest of four. Okay. I still am. And so they called me Math Whiz. And anytime I would say anything borderline silly, asked a stupid question, according to them, it was like, yeah, okay, Math Whiz. So.
And you don't, I will say, you are not a person who likes nicknames.
Probably because of them. My sisters also chased me around calling me Tub of Lard when I was young.
Oh my gosh.
So, ironically.
No, I was large.
We are changing this show to Bullet, Fatty,
Red,
Tubalard, and Red.
No.
I did have an uncle who, for the longest time, he was Fire. He was always Fire. It turns out that's not his real name. He was just...
But did he do something? Did he do something to earn it? Did he light crap on fire?
My neighbor was named Sparky.
Oh, because?
He lit up fireworks in his basement and like lost limbs.
Oh.
There we go. That's the kind of stories we need. Like, they call you Stumpy because you were in Fire's basement or Sparky's basement when the explosion happened. That's what we need.
Okay.
A lot of women have called me Bulldozer, and I can't figure out why. It's like...
In your dreams.
I actually did try to kickstart that one, too, and it didn't work.
That's the only thing.
Okay. Princess.
See, that's a nickname I don't like.
I know you don't. That's why I'm using it right now.
Yeah, see,
if you want to call in, as long as if you address any of us as our nicknames, we'll take your, like, you have to address us as our nicknames. Okay. Which one's the worst? Are we calling her Princess or are we calling her Tubalard?
No,
much prefer Ms. Princess.
Mathwiz.
Yeah. Mathwiz, yeah.
Okay.
Take your pick, I guess.
Red.
Yeah.
Or Hardwood, either way.
Okay. No.
I'm gonna
shag Berber.
I'm gonna come around to the desk and punch you.
Oh, I almost forgot the other one when I would get on the school bus because
this is the one I love.
Because I went to a Catholic school, so we wore uniforms, but I had to ride the public school bus with all the cool kids who were not in uniforms, and they would call me Preppy Longstocking because I was the only one wearing my uniform.
I can pretty only clever. Imagine you with like Wednesday braids. Wearing your uniform.
No,
skirt.
Preppy Longstockings, they're not Wednesday down, they're Wednesday out. They gotta go out.
Regardless,
preppy,
they gotta go I'm boing, imagining boing, boing. Him with little braids as a kid
I know,
in
so
his
cute.
Uniform, and it's odd.
But he's gotta have Aaron's hair, because Pippi Longstocking had red hair.
Yeah, we got two reds now.
Okay, got a good nickname story. We'd love to, Princess would love to hear it, I know that. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about nicknames, how you got them. Better stories if like you got them instead of trying to make them up for yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Great Bullet. Job, Bullet.
What was the other
the
one?
The Bullet Show. Oh. Alice.
That's a lot better than... Love Toy.
Love Toy. Yeah. You guys would be on the Love Toy show right now. Love Toy featuring Fatty.
Almost guaranteed you I wouldn't have taken the job.
Oh my God. With all the fatties on the show, though, Fatty and what was yours?
Tubalard.
Oh, God. That's so mean.
I hate this.
Sam?
Me too.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. What's your nickname and how'd you get it?
Nickname is Samwise, and I went out
because your name's Sam. Samwise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, went out with a chick, made a very bad decision, came home, told my friends, and they're like, "Sam, not wise." And then ever since that, they've called me Samwise.
I love it. I'm sorry, we have to take a little break here for Princess. You don't know what it means, do you?
Samwise?
Other than he said Sam not wise.
Samwise Gamgee? Is this Gamgee? Is
this means nothing. You're saying words and they're going
potatoes!
In one ear.
Potatoes!
You guys, you're literally...
Boil them, mash them, put them in a stew.
You're saying words to me and I'm going...
The fact that, and by the way, TX getting off scot-free right now because he doesn't know what it is either.
No, I know.
What is it?
Do you?
I don't want to tell her. No, I have no
idea.
Is
this another movie reference?
Yes, no, it's Lord of the Rings, you...
How would I ever... It's one of the best trilogies of all time.
A little lardy.
Lardy.
Well, I'm going to put my resignation in.
Oh, no, the text.
I know.
Antonio?
Yai.
What's the nickname?
So I have many nicknames, but I can't probably share those on the radio. But
yeah, let's
all
not.
Of my friends call me Pick.
Pick?
Pick.
Like P-I-C-K?
Partner in crime. Yep.
Partner in crime.
Oh!
Cute.
My PIC.
I have the guts to do anything. I'm willing to try anything. If there's a party pooper somewhere around, that my friends always call me like, hey, do you want to go do this? Do you want to try this? And I'm like, let's go.
Oh. Antonio, I've been called a POS. Is that different?
It's, it's right in the wheelhouse of how cool Antonio is, except...
Slackers nickname.
Easy, Tiger. You know what, Antonio? I was about to say, let's hang out. You can be my pick anytime, but now, no. You're a POS.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
No.
And now all the kids are going, Mommy, what's a POS?
That's not our fault.
Point of sale.
You're right. It is point of sale.
Everyone works retail.
Brenda?
Yai.
What's your nickname?
Birdie.
Cute. Why?
It's probably not good.
Well, it started when I was a baby because I opened my mouth like a bird when I was hungry. But the kicker is when I was in fourth grade, I went to Catholic school. My sister told my teacher, he wrote it on the board and said, good morning, bird. So I was picked on and called bird all the way through eighth grade. And when I went to high school, I was like, I'm so ditching that name. Well, there was two Brendas on the soccer field, so I was like, just call me Birdie.
No.
So it is on my Letterman's jacket. I just owned it. And
it's a cool name.
Birdie is awesome.
Birdie is like old school. It feels kind of like Grease.
I mean, would you rather be Fatty or Birdie?
Yeah, I would pick Birdie.
Right. Or Tubalard.
I was called Fat Toad when I was younger, so I prefer Birdie.
Yeah, Birdie's way better.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you still go by that ever?
No, my cousins, all my family, anyone who knows me from younger years still call me Birdie.
Cute.
Thank you for the call. Here's the thing. A lot of times you're resistant to your nickname, and then eventually it's just like, it's just who you are. Butch?
Yes.
Do we need a nickname for you, Butch?
Yai. When I moved out to Colorado, first thing I did was get my lip pierced. Picked up dead animals at the feedlots out in Sterling, Yuma, and Ray. And so all the ranchers out there, their nickname was, it's Spike the Dead Guy.
Spike the Dead Guy?
Yep. Oh, yeah. If I go out to Fort Morgan, people will be like, oh, it's Spike. So I will be like, oh, the Dead Guy. And that was like 28 years ago. And if
but
I
the
go
Morgan
out
people
Morgan,
still know, they see Spike coming.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you alive?
No, I didn't. What's that?
I think it's more about he's the guy who picks up the dead.
Yeah.
Things.
Okay. Just make sure you're not a
deaf guy.
But no, every now and then you got to put one down, and that was the sweet gig because then, they would say, "Well, you ain't going to sacrifice it, are you?" It's like, no, I'm not going to sacrifice it.
All right, Butch. Spike, amen. Yes. Real good, Colin. Thank you. Thanks, man.
I'm scared.
What just?
I'm so lost.
I like him.
Cameron?
Yes, sir.
I'm yes, sir. What's your nickname?
It's Killer Cam.
Okay, I think we're getting into a dark area that maybe we don't need to be in.
I had a Killer Cam in high school, too.
You did?
Yeah,
oh, it's like Killer Trav.
It's from my hockey teammates, actually, so it's not that dark.
So Killer Cam is like you score, you're great.
You kill anyone.
Or you
I wasn't very big, but I was, on these good teams, and every now and then like someone would just start a fight with me thinking, "Oh, I'm going to show off for my friends," which happened a couple times, and I ended the fight and all my teammates were just like, you know, like flabbergasted, like didn't know this. Okay.
We were
like,
did you end it by killing him?
Okay. Say that again.
We don't need the answers.
Right. Yeah. Legally, it's best we don't know.
Yeah, way too literally.
Do you want to be deposed in a court of law? No.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, Matt.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah.
You are Paul?
Yai.
Yai. Nickname, what's yours?
Mine was Casper, like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Are you a ghost?
Okay, stop.
No, I'm not.
Then why?
I ran track, and I was the only white guy on the 4x100 and 4x200 relay team.
That's hilarious.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time for singing and news, or maybe not.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
Pitchy. Today was not as
messy. Oh my gosh. By the way, my mom texted me yesterday right after it goes, do you guys really sing that song every time? I think she thought it was like just a recording of us singing it.
We sing along with it.
Yeah, it was like we sing with it.
I have the music down way. It's mostly us.
Hate that for everyone listening.
No, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, was she asking it like you should stop? Or?
I'm not sure.
Here's the question that I have. It's been called news or nope from the beginning, but I don't remember last time anybody noped anything.
I always forget about it.
I also like to hear the stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, just know that anyone in the room could at any time say no.
It is Friday, so we got to burn them for a new week.
Good evening.
Nope. There we go.
Good evening.
Nope.
I knew that was going to happen. All right, T-Hack, you're up.
Oh, somebody know me. Good evening.
Nope.
There it is. Okay,
good evening.
Okay.
Good Welcome evening. To the program.
Thank you.
You may have heard earlier this week that Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star Taylor Frankie Paul is going to be the Bachelorette.
I did hear that. Yes.
She is the first Bachelorette, like, coming into Bachelor Nation that has never been a part of Bachelor Nation before. So this is a pretty big deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've always picked someone from a previous season of The Bachelor.
That's right. So bachelors can come in out of nowhere, but bachelorettes or cast-offs
rarely come in out of nowhere,
Got
though.
Got you.
And so it's also interesting, and I don't watch the Mormon Wives show because, frankly, I found it unwatchable, and I will stand
every
on
second
that.
Of it.
I bet it gets better. The first episode, though, I could just not
What's
get
unwatchable?
Beyond.
Like, what?
Oh, my. It's like, and then I had, because they're trying to recap years in the first couple episodes, so they're clearly not just living their lives.
Oh, I got you.
They're trying to catch you up, kind of. But if you know anything about it, she had a baby with her, I believe it was just her boyfriend, Dakota. They were not engaged, correct?
I don't remember at the time.
I don't think they were.
That feels outside the faith, just a skosh.
It's wild.
There's a lot.
This is the girl who was also arrested for, like, domestic battery.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's, which I'd love ABC to comment on how they're cool just being like, and all these men are gonna, like,
wow.
If it was a guy, I think we would probably.
She could just be wandering around just like.
I think she's done a lot of work on herself.
Beating what dudes are you? Up.
Okay. Just anyway, Dakota, her ex-boyfriend and father, one of her baby daddies, has commented on it and basically just said, like, I'm happy for her. I hope she finds love in any way. But I think he really means, like, should have been me, but okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I feel about this.
But tune in, because it could just be. Like MMA.
It could. That's pretty... She's done work. Okay. Who wants to go next?
I haven't started the thing. Well, let's listen to the end of this here.
I haven't started the thing? Oh. That thing.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Taylor Swift is set to give deposition in Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni legal case.
Oh.
For which side?
Maybe.
What I
saw, the thing
pretty,
I saw today sounded like
certain.
She had agreed, but I forget... Who's deposing her?
In
Justin?
New court documents obtained by TMZ, it confirms that she is set to give a deposition later in October.
I think she's doing it to Justin's attorneys.
Yeah, for Baldoni.
What does that mean, though? Like, she's coming in to corroborate, I don't know if that's the right word, his story?
She's coming in to tell what she saw and, like,
It was his lawyers that like asked
her to like, come what in. So actually happened to
him.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which doesn't bode well for their already withering friendship.
Yeah. The last thing I saw was she'll do it if forced.
Oh.
Can you force Taylor Swift to do anything?
The legal system of the United States of America is still something she is not impervious to.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If you had to testify, you had to testify.
If you're subpoenaed.
It says that they're trying to work around her schedule, so it'll be after October 20th. The government or whatever is working around Taylor Swift's schedule.
Officers all go to jail, but like, work with me here. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Got a big thing.
Who still has a nope in the room?
I do.
Only Aaron.
Good evening.
Oh, man, the tension in this room.
In Ted Lasso news.
Let's go!
Brett Goldstein?
I'm not sure.
Dean, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, Brett Goldstein. He's in a new movie with Jennifer Lopez, and they're filming the now, and a lot of rumors have started to swirl.
No.
Are you dating Jennifer Lopez?
No. Don't do that, Brett. Nope.
He has commented on it.
Oh, good.
And he says, that sort of thing isn't my favorite.
Okay.
I think he's British, right?
I don't.
He's British, but not that kind of British.
Yeah, no, he's...
He says, basically, no, we're not together, he said, but it is flattering that anyone could even think that's a possibility, which I think is a good move.
A good move.
You're not shutting the door on it.
Right.
You know, I'd be a little interested.
Have you guys heard him talk when he's not Roy Kent?
Yeah, he's like so soft and kind.
Stand up, I think.
Because Roy Kent's like,
I'm not dating J-Lo. No,
this is going to be an unpopular take with this room. And everyone has to understand, I love Ted Lasso and I love Roy Kent. He sounds like Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Yes.
No.
And that's it.
Stop.
The Slacker Show.
Tia, can you answer a quick question for me?
Sure.
Do you know how long we've been doing...
Probably it's months for sure. 4-ish months.
Yeah, we've been doing something called Feel Good Friday on Fridays.
Only for 4-ish months?
Eric has been here. It's probably almost a year.
Yeah, I've been here getting close. I've been here about 5.
So we started it before Erica got here, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's been a year.
So it's Feel Good Friday. This is when we tell some stories to bring you up. A lot of times we focus on the negative. Mm-hmm. Somehow, after the full year or whatever, still Aaron gets floored by it every time, and she's scrambling, going through news sites, trying to find a story. So let's each tell our stories and make sure that we block her. Nope, it's
good
not
evening.
One of those... You don't good evening
my
it.
Story.
Nope, you don't get to go first. Erica?
I would love to go first.
Yeah, there you go.
Hopefully, this is probably not the story you have. This story actually, in a way, comes from 24 years ago, September 11th.
Oh, wow.
A woman named Anita and I believe her friend were visiting New York City. They were from out of the country. And obviously, we all know what happened on September 11th, 2001.
Eesh. Yeah.
They were... running, their phones that they had didn't work, so they were like going business to business trying to find anyone. They needed to call their family back home and say we're okay. And they could not find anyone until they ran into this one building, and she says, we just looked at him and said, can we use the phone? And the man said, of course, and immediately hands them the phone. They had gone to the Michael Jackson concert the night before.
Wow.
So they actually slept in. They were supposed to go to
the Trade Center to like
site of the Trade Center. But they accidentally slept in and were on their way as this all happened. So they get to this office and a man named Marty, there was like no one else there, let them use the phone. And they were just like so thankful. They were so scared. And he was like so kind and gave them a pen as they were leaving, as they had contacted their families and were able to leave. And she says now, every time she goes back to New York, she tries to find him.
Aww.
With only the information on the pen, which says Association of Travel Executives, I think it says.
It seems like we should be able to find him with a Google search, does it not?
I know. And so now, this isn't happy in that they found him, but a site called Upworthy posted it. And tons of comments are trying to find him. They think they may have located his most recent job, but he would be like in his 70s now.
Wow. So he'll remember it, though. You know.
Marty from New York, who met Anita at this time, is somehow in Denver.
Wow.
We're looking for you.
I like that. Yeah. They're going to reunite.
I think they're going to find him. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Who wants to go next? Oh, go ahead, Tia.
Sure. My story's out of Kentucky.
Oh.
There was a nurse who was taking some things out to the dumpster, and there, where the hospital's located, they share kind of a parking lot with a distillery. Hmm. So there's like the dumpsters are all, it's like half medical stuff and the other ones are all like booze stuff. She heard some noises coming from the dumpster. She looked in, realized there were a couple raccoons with their babies that had gotten stuck in the dumpster and in the booze dumpster. So these raccoons were...
Let's go! No.
They were wasted.
Oh, no!
And they were stuck and wasted, and she was so worried about them. And
who hasn't been there, right? Yeah. Am I right?
It's feel good.
Oh, Friday. You're right. Well, I feel good.
So this nurse, her nursing instincts and her motherly instincts kicked in. She got the raccoons. She used the shovel. She got them out of there. And she performed CPR on the drunk raccoons to revive them and bring them back to life.
No, she saved them. She did mouth-to-mouth on raccoons? Yeah, wait, on trash
just
bandits?
Just the chest presses.
Just the chest, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Yeah, so she saved them, and she was worried because she knows like they might have rabies. Maybe they'll come to and attack me, but they didn't. They were just still pretty drunk.
Grateful and drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful.
Am I allowed?
If you want to go, do you have a story? If you take mine, I will.
Is yours from Florida?
No, I think you're okay.
Okay. In June, 29-year-old Florida resident Estrella was driving around to pick up lunch when she noticed an elderly woman walking slowly down the street.
Oh boy, you're getting Eric already.
She was alone.
She's gonna break.
No.
And she decided to approach her to see if she needed assistance. This woman turned out to be 97-year-old retiree Lillian. And she ended up offering her a ride because the older woman was waiting at the bus. And they got to chatting in the car, and they found out that they are born in the same area of, I always get tongue-tied saying this country, Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
And now they are best friends, and they go get lunch all the time.
Wow.
And they're on TikTok just sharing their lives together.
That so you're saying I just need to wander around the streets looking sad and tell someone?
You're not 97.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
That's beautiful.
That is.
Friendship comes in all ages.
Okay. Would you guys like a kid or a dog?
Oh my gosh, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dog about Texas Roadhouse?
Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, so that was my others.
No.
Okay, never mind. Have we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
There's only so many good stories.
Oh, is that the dog that went in there? No.
No. Okay.
The dog's last meal.
Yes.
There's a dog... in Arizona that ended up in a shelter because unfortunately it was accidentally shot.
Oh, what? Why?
It doesn't really say how the dog got shot, but it survived a gunshot wound and lost one of its legs.
Oh, buddy.
And that put it in a shelter, and no one wants a three-legged dog.
That's I would love true. A tripod.
So it sat in the shelter forever. They decided to do something radical and shoot a video of the dog and put it up on socials. The social feed hit a man named Zach Monticello, who 1 year to the day prior to the day it hit the socials, had crashed his UTV and lost a leg.
Oh.
And he went and said, "This is my dog." And the two of them are living happily ever after.
Between them, they have four legs.
Okay. Aww.
Which is sweet.
Thanks for the math.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Diak?
Yeah.
It's your favorite day, man.
Ah, yes. Very excited.
We do a lot of different topics on this show, but the one that Tiak loves the most is...
mundane celebrity encounters.
Now listen, if the most famous person in the world, let's say Taylor Swift.
Sure.
She falls down, she's convulsing, and you give her CPR, what? And she wakes up and says, thank you, and here's $10,000 for your trouble. Mm-hmm. That, my friends, not mundane.
No. No, we don't want to hear about that.
I almost would argue any Taylor Swift story is no longer mundane.
Because she's so big, yeah. And she's very attentive to her fans. Mm-hmm. It's mundane celebrity encounter is when, I know Aaron's got other ones, but like Billy Ray Cyrus walked up to Aaron and said, where's the trash? And she's like, right there.
Did you say anything or did you just point?
I said, I think over there.
Nice. Crushed it.
That's what we want.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're thinking to yourself, I can't win anything on a radio station with my stupid story. Well, today you can. Because it's these kind of stories. Like, Tiak is the one who takes the calls. And if your story's got a little too much meat on the bone, he's going to be like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The more mundane, the better.
This makes me nervous. I hate stories. Because, like, I don't know how to react. Because at no point will we ever be going like, whoa.
Huh. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so funny. Yeah. They're celebrities. They're regular people. They're out doing regular. They need to throw stuff away.
Yeah.
Where's the trash?
Yeah.
That's so funny to me.
Well, the reason this is coming up, you can thank your buddy over here, Erica, because she's been in therapy and is clearly going through regression therapy or something.
Hey, hold on.
And remembering all this. She'll come in every day. It's like, I just remembered another one.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I have to, like, humble brag. I lived in LA and I worked in a job where I saw a lot of celebrities. So I think sometimes when you are inundated with them, it can be hard to remember the ones that are really like...
mundane?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, so give us one that you've remembered.
Right, just came to me. I was called in for jury duty. It was the first time ever doing jury duty. I was stressed out. What do you wear? Where do you park? What about lunch? Was so stressed about lunch.
That's the most important question.
You didn't pack anything.
Well, I wasn't sure if I was allowed to bring food into a courtroom.
Tiak is always so mad. Yeah. Okay.
And so I'm there, and you know, you just sit there and you wait for your number to be called or what or your name, whatever it is. And they're calling a bunch of names, and I hear. And actually, I had seen this person, but I was like, they look familiar. I hear, you know, Slacker. Aaron, Jason Priestley.
The Jason Priestley.
And I thought, well, no one else is reacting. There's no way. And then he got up and walked right past me and I was like, ding, ding, ding. It is. It sure is.
Wow.
Now I want everybody listening on the edge of your seat going like, and then he turned to Erica and picked her up and kissed her hard on the mouth.
No,
that wouldn't be mundane. He just walked past you. And you had jury duty the same day.
We both got excused that day. I think I saw him on the way out as well.
How do you like this?
This is the best thing ever.
I'm dying.
How do you like this? It's so bad.
Yeah, jury duty. That's so funny. Yeah.
And you know, I always wondered, can celebrities get jury duty? And sometimes I believe that show Jury Duty was based on my experience. Because celebs can.
Mm.
I just remembered one that I've never told.
Oh,
breaking world premiere.
There's a bar. It was the tavern downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's now whatever it turned into. Drake just played. Drake just rolled in there.
Oh yeah.
Not Drake.
Oh,
Drake that Bell.
El Patio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. He did.
It wasn't Drake.
No, it was Drake Bell.
No, it was Drake Bell.
No.
Okay, so that celebrity story gets shot down. Anyway, the guy who owned that is a guy named Frank. And Frank made a ton of money on all these places and became friends with some big time celebrities, not the least of which is Ole Number 7.
Who?
Oh.
Mr.
John Elway himself.
Didn't know if we were going to share that.
Oh my God. You like the fact that you're still.
Oh,
Yes, quarterback. The quarterback of the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Anyway, I think he bought his yacht. Bought Elway's old yacht. Anyway, I used to have to talk at one of the clubs that Frank owned every Friday night or whatever. So I would go back and forth between the office and say hi to Frank or whatever. I was leaving the office and John Elway walked up to me and said, "Frank here?" I was like, "Yeah, back there."
Did you know it was him?
If you've seen John Elway's face, man can eat an apple through a picket fence. You know when it's like,
"Oh my God, that's mean."
He's got a huge mouth. He's got huge teeth.
Yeah, I know, but that's so mean.
He looks like John Elway, not
what I was expecting him to look like.
John Elway, like when it's like Frank back there, like right over there. This is Frank's right. He's right over there.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yep. Yeah.
I love him. He's giggling like a schoolgirl.
Then he picked me up into his arms and kissed me like he was Jason Priestley and Jerry.
No, it was perfect. Mundane.
Frank's right back.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right. Well, if you... are we sure we want to do this? Because we can call an audible and do...
Yeah, I want to do it.
If you've had an encounter with a celebrity, but only a mundane one, mm-hmm. we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
There was one time where I was in the Chattanooga airport, very small. The same TSA agents do security, and then they walk over, and they do gate agents.
I've been in those size airports.
It's so crazy.
It's awesome.
Insane.
Yeah, they're the ticket agent out front. They're the TSA. Yep. Got it.
And walking through the one lane of security was Dr. Drew.
Oh, Dr. Drew Pinsky?
Pinsky.
Whoa. Yep.
And he was on the phone the whole time, so I didn't get to say anything to him. But he would bounce between the gates because people would start to like notice him.
And you had to duck and cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have...
Did you ever even give him like the little head nod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a picture. I was with my friend Melina and he's behind her. And so I pretend...
So you pretended to take a picture of her?
She's like leaning over. It's so good.
And he's just like such a celebrity. It's like, what are you even going to say to him?
Yeah.
Thanks for your service. I don't know. Wasn't he doing like mental health work on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't he do Loveline?
He was on Loveline and then he did all the Teen Mom stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think he was in town for that because there was something with one of the Teen Moms in
I have
Tennessee.
An airport one too that I've never told before.
World exclusive.
When I was flying in the Des Moines airport, the Bachelor, Chris Soules, I think was his name.
Okay.
He was the guy from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
The Bachelor from Iowa. He was at the airport and I was sitting in one of the seats and he came over and he said, "Can you plug in? Like, do those have plugs?" I said, "No."
So good.
You guys, this is...
No, it's...
It's also like, why did he pick you to ask?
I don't
know. Probably because you're the least likely to know who he was.
Brad.
That is a huge... Yeah. That's probably true.
It could
be, this dude doesn't watch
care.
The Bachelor. He's not going to fangirl on
I don't,
him.
Yeah.
Did you know who it was?
Yeah, because there was, much like Dr. Drew, there's a little bit of a commotion.
Yeah.
Going on, let's be fair. Anybody gets even an ounce of fame and they're from Iowa, you've got their bio memorized.
We do. We're prideful. Yeah.
Okay.
The other, I also ran into Josh Peck at a party before.
I'm jealous of that.
And I saw him and I said, "Is this the line for the bathroom?" And he said, "Yeah." And so I waited behind him.
Wow. And you didn't say like, "Hey man, I loved Drake and Josh."
No, he's we're in the line for the bathroom. You know? This wasn't the time. I was going to circle back later, but I just remember
somebody going like, didn't we have a call and they said,
"Just remembered another one."
Okay, but then somebody like, they were on a ferry or something and they were like, they didn't have a watch or a phone and they were like, and there's a dude with a watch and like, "Hey, do you know what time it is?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's 7:45. And it was Tom Cruise.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, "Thanks." Wow.
Thanks, mister.
Oh. All right. Well, Erica will tell us 17 more stories and we'll get your stories as well. Maybe. Mundane celebrity encounters. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It kills me that people call in for this.
It's so good.
Oh, I love it.
I just assume it's going to flop and we will never have to do it again.
Can I really quickly tell my...
Yeah, that's right. You saw it. It's called Mundane Celebrity Encounter.
Yes. So my mom and I were on a road trip from Northern California to Southern California to visit my sister in college. She did not live in LA. I will make that very clear. Okay. So this was shocking. Well, kind of. We walk in. Oh, the car broke down. Our car broke down. So we had to go to a dealership. And we are picking up the car and we walk into the dealership and we have our dog with us. And Betty White says, cute dog. And then she sneezed. And my mom said, bless you. And that was it.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Betty White.
It's such a huge name.
Yeah.
And she deserves accolades. She deserves you going like, Ms. White, I followed your career. Well, but nope, just
no. And also, you. I was the biggest fan of her from The Proposal. So like I knew that wasn't right. Going to land.
Right.
So.
Bless you.
Bless you. Thank
you. Damien?
Yes.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you got?
First of all, I love your guys' show. It's amazing. I listen every day.
Thank you.
You're the one.
And I was in Ohio with my brother, and we were staying at a hotel. And when I got back to Colorado, I got a random phone call and the receptionist from the hotel called and she was like, do you know who you walked by when you were here? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And she's like, you walked right by Marilyn Manson. And I'm like, what? She was like, yeah.
Were you friends with the receptionist? Like, you skipped part of the story or is she just calling everyone who walked by Marilyn Manson?
I have no idea how she even got my information, bro.
What?
I
don't
even know. Like, you need to know. Yeah.
That's so, yeah. She wanted you to know you walked by Marilyn Manson.
She knew someday someone was going to be doing
his regular outfit. He wasn't looking like a, you know, how he does.
Yeah, he does without the two different color eyes and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was his hair bad?
Like a regular, schmegular guy, man. And I walked right by him, unbeknownst to me, you know?
Yeah. So, it could have gone on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, so mundane, he didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, Damien, that is an amazing story. Thank you, man. Lynn?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter.
Took my husband to the Def Leppard concert for his 50th birthday. Joe Elliott sees my husband wearing a long blonde wig, and he says, holy hell, man.
Joel, it's the lead singer of Def Leppard, by the way.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Thank you. I was like, is that another football player?
So he just said, holy hell, man.
Yes.
And that was it.
Much better actor than I. Yeah, pretty good.
I love it.
Look.
I know.
He's losing it.
He's so happy.
He is.
I love your love, man.
Thank you.
I do.
Like, holy hell, man.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. It's just, I feel weird. Like, I feel like we need to talk to him longer, but there really isn't any more, right?
No.
That's the end.
This is what I love. It's just, you're waiting. Oh, I guess we're done.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the story.
Josh?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
I was in a small saddle shop in Alamosa, Colorado, buying handmade saddles. Gerald McCraney and Delta Burke came in to buy saddles for their big ranch in California. I had no idea. I was little. Delta Burke sat me on her lap. She was talking to me, bouncing me, reading and everything in the books, the horse books. And then when we left, my mom flipped out and was like, Do you know who that was? That's Delta Burke and Joe McCraney. I was like, okay, Mom, she's really nice, though.
Yeah, really Gerald cool McCraney hair. And Delta Burke, famous for TV and the like.
Okay.
He was in a show called Simon and Simon. He's in the movie Focus, if you've seen that, with Will Smith and
Hottie
Patati.
Margot Robbie.
I don't see anything. I love that you didn't know, though.
They have huge ranches in California with a buttload of horses.
Well,
buttload.
Yeah, that's how you measure horses.
Yeah.
Measure horses. Thank you, Josh. Brooke?
Hi, yay.
Yay. Mundane celebrity encounter, what do you have?
Yeah, so I actually, we all know Tim the Toolman Taylor, right? Mm-hmm. So he had a wedding, like a pre-wedding party. I don't know if it was like their rehearsal or whatever, but my dad actually had worked with his wife's brother at the time, and they had just built like a boathouse on the lake. And so at Grand Lake, they had like their wedding party there. And I was like 10 years old, and I went up and I was like, is this apple juice? And it ended up being boxed wine. And they were like, oh, no, honey, you can't drink that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you. Dude, I don't. Why does this give you so much pleasure? It feels like just like.
Because who would ask Tim Allen that? You know, other than her.
Is this apple juice?
Is this apple juice? No.
No, honey. You shouldn't be drinking that.
Can I read one really quick?
Yeah, of course.
My dad saw Shaq in an elevator in Las Vegas and they started talking and he invited him up to his penthouse to a party, but he didn't go.
Yes.
What?
He didn't go.
You were so close. I was like, I don't know if it's, oh, it's very mundane. Yeah. Yep, there it is.
He just was like, meh.
He said, Shaq, no thanks.
Ow.
Oh my God, I'm starting to get it.
Yep.
Does that mean I'm getting stupid?
Yep.
What is happening? Sherry.
Yay!
Yay! Mundane celebrity encounter.
So years ago, my husband and I took a trip to Italy and we were touring the Vatican, and I have a tendency to just go where I want to go, whether it's marked or not. I just walk with confidence, and we ended up in the Pope's office.
Why, of course.
And we turned around to leave, and there was the Pope with all his security guards, and we got a private tour of how to exit the Vatican.
That's not mundane.
You broke the law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time for the diary entry.
Why are you breathing like that?
Because then there's going to be some days where we don't have one. And it's,
I always forget over the weekends. Like, what just happened?
I know, but I'm so excited. What just happened in the last one? I forgot.
Mama Sally.
Mama Sally.
Oh,
gosh, that's wait. Right. She asked for her to, Baby Talker asked for Ryder to call her Mama Sally.
That's so gross. Yeah, they're so getting gross. Married. She's feeling alone.
Oh, and the holidays are coming up, and her brother has the girlfriend. So she's like, oh, like... Good luck to her, but also, like, I wish I was a couple, basically.
And what we know is, or what we're assuming is, this diary entry is post-Thanksgiving, because it's, like, the 28th or something.
November 28th.
Also, I think that's about as late as Thanksgiving can be.
Yes, the end of that last diary entry was, I miss Mike.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
So...
you're in. How many times have you guys, this, I know we got, I want to get to it as much as everybody wants to hear it. I've never been a circle backer until now.
I've circled back.
You have?
Yeah. A couple times.
Even if they hurt you?
Yeah, I was just very sad and I didn't think anyone was going to love me. So I would take people back. Yeah. And then the number one guy that we were together a year, we broke up, we got back together, and then he cheated on me. And I'm like, you could have just left it the first time. That would have been better.
I'm a big no circling back ever.
I've always been scorched earth, but then somehow post-marriage, I've been...
harder to cut off.
Yeah. And I think it has to do with the mindset you're talking about. It's the scarcity mindset. It's like,
yes.
Should I circle back?
I'd rather be alone than...
Yeah, I'm there.
You're a healthy
person. I'm there. Finally.
Really? Are you? Yeah.
I circled back? When was the last time I've come into the studio and said, circled back?
Mm-hmm.
It's, think hey, you guys.
Came close.
No. That was not no.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It's been a
approximately 3 months. You know I'm right.
Okay.
I feel like as a guy, you've got a lot of testosterone in you. It's a little harder to be like, oh, I'd just rather be alone. Like Aaron
but
said.
I'm going
to
tell
like,
you,
I'd rather,
yeah, circling rather, back yeah, is a I'd bad rather. Thing. But her, but Ryder wanting to circle back, I think she wants to circle back for a different reason. Like she misses Mike. And I think if they were to circle back, it'd be almost like a forgiveness for her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh. Give me another shot at like, this and I won't screw it up this time. Because I think she now gets how great Mike was.
They also had a full life together. He was helping her pay for
yes.
things.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Her life changed 100%.
And they've boinked since they broke up.
Yeah. We haven't heard any more about the boinking.
I think they must not be boinking because she misses him.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. November 28th. Putting your hand through a glass table is a bad idea.
What? What?
I don't know
That's
where...
That's how she starts?
Yes.
Is there blood on the pages?
No. I don't know where the anger came from. Or maybe...
What?
I thought I wouldn't actually be able to do it. I don't really know. Maybe I was having an out-of-body experience? I don't remember any of it, really, until I was in the emergency room getting stitched up and the girl asked me how I'd cut up my hand. I didn't know what to say. Alex, what? Her brother, says 1 minute I was sitting there quietly and the next I was bleeding. I'm going to blame the wine. Either that or I've totally lost it. I really hope it was the wine.
Don't.
I'm very sorry. That was it.
What?
So that must have been at Thanksgiving.
At Thanksgiving.
But why? Like,
you can literally lose movement in your hand from doing that.
100%. You can cut tendons and your right. hand will never be the same.
It's wine and Thanksgiving. It doesn't seem to work out for her ever.
For her.
It's
no. like, ever.
Yeah.
This girl should spend Thanksgiving on an island alone.
Yes. So she's sitting there. Baby talker and dad mm-hmm. are probably talking. Alex.
And his girlfriend.
Everybody. And then it's just, and she just slammed her hand.
Maybe, you know, baby talker asked once again for her to be called Mama Sally.
But she says she doesn't remember anything. So it had to be, I think it was probably less actual stimuli
yeah.
and more internal turning over and over and over something.
This girl needs to continue to see that therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I don't like it because it's like, I don't even remember. And also someone else's table who you destroyed. And it's just like, who, I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's like, that seems, that's very concerning.
Do you think if you had written a diary in what could be considered perhaps her like most challenging years, do you think if people went back and read it, they would be like, I don't like that girl or that guy?
Yeah.
Because I do too. So I'm like, but on the outside, I think a lot of people still would have liked us, but it's those internal thoughts.
Because here's the deal. If you broke that table 20 years ago or whatever,
yeah,
your memory of it now, after processing it, maybe going through therapy, you'd be like, you'd have a different memory. But if you wrote down your thoughts that day, then you'd go back and go, ew, gross.
Yeah.
Like we have bad things we've done in our past. And if we didn't write it down, we're telling ourselves a different story about how it came down, right?
Yeah.
Like most of my indiscretions from my youth, I'm not honest with myself about them, but her stuff is
like, this is,
she wrote it in the moment.
Yeah.
And it's,
cause I wanted to say, I don't really like her anymore, but it's like, I don't like the dialogue.
Yeah.
I think on the outside we might still be like, oh, I could be friends with her.
I'm not trying to be weird, but like, has anybody ever injured themselves in a bloody way whilst drinking?
No, but it goes, doesn't
it? It is frightening because your blood is thin and you bleed a lot. And if she severed her hand with a wine glass or whatever, and she's saying maybe the wine, it was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a murder scene in that house. Yeah.
That's why you're not supposed to get Botox after drinking the night before.
Or tattoos while drunk. But also, you're just going to regret what it is.
Thanks, everyone. If you were thinking about tattooing or Botoxing later on. Okay, so that was Thanksgiving with the ER visit.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
December 4th.
Okay.
Looks like she's having pen troubles. There's a lot of scribbles.
Oh, is it her hand?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God, it might be.
I bet it was her other hand, because the handwriting on that was very normal.
It was?
Yeah, that
it
was one
was... like ink running out.
Because if I go to punch something, I'm doing it with my right hand.
Of course you are. I wouldn't hit it with my left.
That's such an interesting point. Okay, well, we'll have to see.
All right. Find out which hand is disabled forever. Monday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
Why didn't we not call this Hacked Off?
I think it was it sounds inappropriate.
Yeah.
I think we kicked it around.
But he's hacked.
No.
He's not?
That's doing nothing for me.
Which I was going to say, how is somebody allowed to be named Jack Antonoff? It just seems like that should be illegal. Right? Okay.
Is that what you're hacked about?
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to work in are so unfair.
So unfair.
And so let's get teed off with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
I am real teed off today.
You don't sound it, though. I need you to come in with a little more fervor on this one.
Oh,
there it is. Dang it all to heck.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Okay.
My daughter has gotten into Daniel Tiger recently. Now, any parents listening in, Daniel Tiger, shout out. Mr. Rogers, he's a spinoff of that show. Any parents listening, you know Daniel Tiger. Do you any of you know Daniel Tiger?
I know him from Mr. Rogers. I wasn't aware he got his own gig.
He did, yeah. He got a
the weird little sock puppet.
He was a puppet on Mr. Rogers in the Land of Make-Believe, and now it's an animated show in the Land of Make-Believe with all the characters from, like, King Friday, his son.
He's so cute.
His Prince Wednesday. Really cute. And he wears a watch because his dad works at the clock place in the Land of Make-Believe. It's like a whole, if you've seen Mr. Rogers and you remember.
It is?
Yeah.
But okay. I'm just
he's not a puppet
new guy.
Anymore.
He's not what?
Yeah.
He's not a puppet.
He's not. It's like,
that's
full
weird. But he was such a ragged puppet. When he was on Mr. Rogers, all that stuff looked like Mr. Rogers was probably hanging on by a thread, living out of his car, and then hit it big and he's like, I can't switch the characters now. And like, because even the king of whatever.
King Friday. Yeah.
King Friday, that puppet was very disturbing to me.
Yeah, it was like he got him on clearance or something.
Yes.
King
Friday was like the old school, like mannequin-y weird marionette puppet.
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
What? Ooh, I don't remember that one. Can you flip your weird privacy screen?
Is this from Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, she was really, like, she's another
she's
really
so scary.
Scary. She was like Madam. Do you guys remember Madam?
She looks probably like she caught fire.
Yeah, no, very scary. I can't believe that was a kid's show.
It reminds me of, there used to be this show in the 60s. My mom loves it, but it's got like a weird witch and,
is that the Puffin stuff?
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yes.
H.R. Puffin
terrifying.
Stuff. Okay. Yeah, very terrifying. Clearly, it was Sid and Marty Croft, I think, whoever did that.
Yes.
Just avid drug users.
Yes.
For sure. Because it was like, I'd watch this and I'm a non-drug guy, but I'm like, somebody was high when they wrote this entire.
I feel high watching this.
Yes, exactly.
So she's into Daniel Tiger. Yeah. And my son has been into it too. So we have some of the books. And one of the books that I've read every night for the past, I don't know, year or so, it feels like at this point, is called Daniel Tiger Tries a New Food. So it's about how Daniel Tiger, he makes a banana swirl with his mom, and he's not sure if he's going to like it, but she says, try a new food, it might taste good. They have these little jingles that they sing.
Oh.
Parents, text
in. Do they do it? Do they
I
do
know
it?
You're with me, parents.
Do they do it like a little more in key? Than
they do, speak? Yeah.
Also in a book?
It's
so it must be in the show. And
the
then,
show, yeah.
Then when you read the book, you got to kind of do
you have to remember how the jingle goes.
Try a new food. It might taste good.
I can't hit the good.
It just doesn't sound like a good
the
song.
Yeah, the first part's good.
Not a good jingle.
Yeah. It's not a good jingle. All right, that's part of it.
Okay, can we just have one more pause? Most kids' show jingles are dumb.
I don't watch kids' shows.
I'm sorry. Mm. Like, some comedian has a bit about this, but it's like, hey, did you all write the theme song for when Dora gets the map? I was like, oh yeah, it's I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
That's true.
I'm the map.
I'm the map. Yeah, the map is pretty annoying.
Try new food.
There's like 15 credited writers on that song.
Right. So
So he tries a banana swirl. He likes it. It's good.
Mm. Oh.
And then his friend Miss Elena is coming over for dinner.
Miscellaneous.
Yeah, Miss Elena is her name. She always says, hiya, toots. And then my daughter loves saying, hiya, toots.
Wait, that's cute.
Not teed off about that at all. But Miss Elena comes over for dinner, and the theme continues. They try this new food. It looks like spaghetti, but there's got weird brown stuff on top of it. And Daniel says, that doesn't look like normal spaghetti. And Mom Tiger says, it's veggie spaghetti.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't it be meat?
Well, they are tigers, I guess.
I don't know. It's just there's brown stuff on top. I think ground beef.
I think it's like maybe impossible.
Yeah, okay. Like it just,
maybe the tigers are trying a new thing.
Right, they're vegan.
Yeah, so, yeah, vegan, so they tigers. Invite Miss Elaine over for dinner. They try the veggie spaghetti. Now Daniel tries it. He likes it.
Do we sing the song every time?
You do. Oh, we don't have to because I cannot hit that note.
Okay.
Miss Elena tries it and has to say, well, it's not my favorite, but I'll take more carrots. So it's showing you, oh, even if you do try it, sometimes you don't like it. The problem that I have where I'm very teed off is if you invite me over for dinner, it's not time to be experimenting. Okay. Don't bring me into this. If you invite me over for dinner, I need something that you've perfected. Like, I need one of your bangers, a great meal that you're like, I serve this, and I'm inviting you over to try it. Don't try something new and invite me over for dinner. And it makes me mad because this book, I'm reading it to my daughter every night, and she's thinking this is okay. It's absolutely not okay. If you're having people over for dinner, cook something that you've cooked before, right? Right?
I oftentimes agree with you on things like this. And I know that right now we're talking, and a lot of maybe parents and stuff are leaning in because this is about a kid's book and stuff. Who the f*** do you think you are?
What
the f*** do you think you are? Like, if I invite you over for free food.
Yeah.
I can make whatever I want.
And the rest of your family comes in and goes, what the hell is this? You've never made this before. And I'm going, okay, hold on. We're all a part of this experiment.
Because that's
what
you
sign up for. This.
That's what you do when you have people over.
That's what you do at parties. It's like, I have this recipe. I've been looking at this thing on Pinterest or wherever. Yeah. It's like the bang bang shrimp, and there's not enough people in my house who like it. So I'm going to make it that day. And
No. Keep your experiments to yourself. Try it amongst yourselves. Don't bring me into it.
If Slacker was cooking and you said, hey, I want to try this bang bang chicken, are you down for it? What would you say?
No, I would say no. He'd give me a heads up.
I don't believe that. I truly don't think he would say no because he doesn't have a backbone.
Okay. I've cursed at him twice. Erica, jump in there.
I support you.
Tell him how round his head is.
maybe bang bang chicken, but not veggie spaghetti. Don't make a vegetarian. No, what are you doing?
Oh my God. I am.
Serve a classic.
So you're upset that your sweet daughter is learning that people can experiment with food?
Yes. Unbeknownst to her, they might invite you to dinner and pull the bait and switch, and all of a sudden it's like, well, we're serving this. You thought you were coming over a steak dinner, but actually it's veggie spaghetti, which none of us have even eaten before, so we don't even know if it's good.
So we're all trying it together.
Yay!
Try new food. It might taste good.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. This is probably more of like an admin level issue, but I just figured why not address it on the air?
By all means. Okay.
Well, what? We kind of woke up this morning, my fiance and I, we were like, we're suddenly only about 9 months away from the wedding, which means we should probably be thinking about our honeymoon, and we just haven't been.
What?
What? What?
No, I will. I
thought
you
said where you were going, and I was going to try to go. Wasn't it Mallorca? It wasn't Mallorca.
It was not Mallorca. We just have made zero. Like, we've talked about it. We've been like, Italy sounds nice.
Yeah, where is it in Italy?
I don't know.
The mall theme?
Mykonos.
No.
Is that Italy?
That's Greece.
Ah, dang it.
Also never been there. Sounds lovely.
Mama.
You're so... Mama.
Mama.
Do you want me to tell you? Yeah, nailed it.
Something... I don't know Italy very well, but you're still going to do the stupid stuff like Rome. Stupid.
No.
You're not.
Sorry. That's also not stupid.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was so basic to you.
No, I just like everybody who goes. You've already been to Italy though, right?
I've been to Rome like once. I've been to Italy once. I was 17. I don't remember.
It's so bucket list for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it, man.
what okay. I would do for some like limoncello. And,
oh my gosh, yeah. Yes. My sisters and my mom did limoncello and I was 17, so it was quite inappropriate for me too.
I want to go eat pasta till my face falls off and not feel bloated.
Yes.
I want to drink wine till I just feel buzzy and happy and wake up with no hangover. And all those things, I'm told, happen in the magic of Italy.
Yeah.
Because there's no sulfites in the wine, the gluten's not modified in the pasta and
even
pizza.
Even in France, I was able to eat like actual pastries.
You
worked pastries.
Down bread and stuff.
Not a lot because I didn't want to really push it, but
so
I was
uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was able to eat whatever pastries.
Will you just tell us all the maybe the city that I'm going to?
Amalfi.
Amalfi!
The Amalfi Coast. Amalfi.
I knew it was a coast.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Shoot.
And you've not been there?
I went on that cruise. It was a cruise that I went on when I was 17. And we went for a night.
Can maybe one day we talk about... There's sides of you we haven't explored as a show. And one of them is they... I thought this was something you did when you were a kid, but it's not over. You're a cruise person.
No.
Yes.
No, I've been
you
on.
You are.
I've been on one
Baby
cruise.
Baby, a song. Sorry, we go down.
And cruise. I am a Florida Georgia Line cruise girl, but I've only been
on
one.
But you're doing
one,
another cruise
and
soon.
And I'm doing another one soon, but I didn't book any of these.
But
it
you
seems
would go.
Like,
if somebody booked a cruise and said, hey, I got you a ticket, I'd be like, great, burn it.
I don't know that I would do like a big ocean cruise anymore. We're going on a river cruise coming up here soon.
What?
A river cruise?
What are you talking about?
What is a river cruise?
Like when we got in up the stream from Golden Mill and we
clearly
just were on tubes.
Clearly it's a bigger river than that.
Okay, how much bigger?
I don't know. Look, I know nothing.
Where's it at?
I think we start in Budapest. Okay. I want to say Budapest because I am a white girl.
Budapest, yes.
Budapest, okay. Yeah, we start there. Then we're going to go to Vienna.
Okay.
Like Austria, and then it goes up into Germany.
Okay, that feels better.
The Danube River. That's not how
Danube?
You say it. Danube? Yeah, that one.
The Blue Danube, isn't that a song?
I don't know.
Oh my God, this room. Let's go back to your honeymoon, shall
we? Let's go back to the honeymoon. Yeah, so again, this is an admin issue. I'm just like toying with, what's an inappropriate amount of time to say I need to be gone? And I'm just
Erica,
curious.
You're on a show.
I know.
4 days is an inappropriate amount of
come
time.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Obviously,
I was going to count it in minutes.
No. I'm going to have to take some time off right before the wedding. And then.
Right before?
Yeah, like.
Oh,
like
here we go again.
Before?
All right.
Probably
so
three,
we're
right?
looking for a new co-host.
No! Maybe an interim?
What?
You're going to be the interim at that point.
You will be.
Taking yourself off.
No, but wait. Okay, but
3 days before the wedding? Is that what you said?
3 days before the wedding, I'll probably not be here.
That's
what?
I've got to be up in the mountains.
How tight is your dress?
What?
I'm like, isn't that the only thing you have to do? Oh, put that on.
Are you kidding? There's rehearsal dinner.
I'm sorry, family comes in. Do you have, or do you not have, and I know you, Princess, I know you have, a wedding planner?
Coordinator?
Yeah. They do the heavy lift.
Right, but she still has to be there for...
Hello.
That's the night before the wedding.
I'm the
that's
guest
not 3 days
of honor. Yeah, but family starts coming in Thursday, so I really got to be there by Thursday. Which means I need Wednesday to get myself together. Okay, maybe I'll work Wednesday. My gosh. This wasn't even what I was asking about.
Okay.
It'll
get better.
How long was your honeymoon?
They took like a weekend, I think.
Perfect. That's
I don't
not remember.
No, it was probably 3 or 4 nights. We went to Martha's Vineyard, though, so not, it wasn't like...
That's where my dad and my stepmom did theirs.
Oh, cool.
How funny.
It wasn't like overseas. Like
right.
That takes a little more time.
What about you? Something
I want to turn it over to the texters and see how much time they want her to have off.
And hold on. I thought about this earlier. Don't let them. They will say,
forever.
Why don't you move?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you've been married twice. Your honeymoons, I bet, were 2 weeks.
1 week.
I don't know if I've heard of anyone taking a 2 week honeymoon.
Who are your friends? Oh,
broke
yeah.
People.
Well, in this economy, I also will be broke, but.
So here's the thing. She keeps saying 2 weeks, and she's trying to get confirmation on 2 weeks, not because she wants to take 2 weeks, because 2 weeks is the baseline she wants to start from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she wants to shove.
I knew it was going to miss me for an extra 5 days.
Couple days on the front.
That's what I'm saying. She's taking 3 on the front. Gotta get then she wants together. 3 weeks.
You gotta plan it when there's like a Monday holiday or
I've
Friday.
Actually got good news.
If you say July 4th is in there, that's not enough. That's not enough to justify.
Well, then I've got bad news.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Erica wants to talk about this story, so let's get it out of the way.
What do you mean, let's get it out of the way?
I have things I want to say about this topic. You should start.
Okay. Well, there was a recent story, mm-hmm. a recent little bit of a debate, I believe, mm-hmm. online about are your coworkers your friends? Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're so upset right now, because I would answer yes about all of you.
All of us?
Mostly the two on my left. But that's yeah, sometimes
saying.
You.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Only because you're mean to me.
Okay. Is that not a two-way street, Erica?
Huh?
Oh. I think he's implying you're mean to him. Yeah.
Not implying.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm sort of just. Okay, well, before we get into my issues.
Aaron, we should go.
No, you stay here, buddy.
Okay. Oh, are you going to make them choose sides?
No, I don't want them to choose sides. I want them to answer the question. Mm-hmm. Do you think, well, I mean, there's two questions that should be on the table. Okay. One, do you think it's appropriate to make your coworkers friends? And separately, okay. Do you feel as if, and you don't have to answer for all four in the room, are there friends of yours in this room? Who wants to go?
I will say this radio is the only big girl job I've had. So fair. This is all I know. And I always thought it was like the corporate 9 to 5. You go in, you work, you have your work friends that you like kind of gossip with, but that's it.
Like work acquaintances?
Yeah. Like you wouldn't see them outside of work. You wouldn't invite them. So to
maybe an occasional happy hour.
Exactly. Okay. I always thought that it was unique that radio, you do get really close, but that's because we share our lives.
Right? But let me, just as a quick aside, don't mm-hmm. you occasionally, or for a while, you kind of ran things at your mom's bagel shop?
Yeah.
Your mom That's a has big... a bagel shop?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, well, now I need to go there.
I'll bring some in.
Okay.
Okay, but I mean, that's kind of a big girl job. Yeah. Other people have that as their big girl job.
Yeah.
Were you friends with people there?
Totally. But that was still, I don't want to say immature because it's not that, but it was like, it wasn't what I wanted. It wasn't, I do it to help my mom out.
It wasn't your career.
Yes. Thank you.
And you think this...
Well,
let me try to say that with a straight face.
You've been doing this for how many years? It's your career, man.
No, this for me, and it was accidental, but yeah. This was 100% accidental. I did this in between, kind of, I did this as I quit the band.
Yeah, but it became your career. It and sure it did. It crept up on me. Career. Yes.
Yeah.
So my point is, I thought so that this was unique. Okay. And I, yeah, you guys, okay. I call you guys my second family.
Ooh, more than friends. More than friends. Yeah.
Ooh.
You call us guys, everyone in the room.
Guys and gals.
But all of us.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I've
already cried in front of Erica like 17 times.
Yeah, but you just do that with strangers. You are just a faucet.
Yeah. Text in if you see Aaron cry.
No, don't. We don't want to hold the lines. Okay. The reason I'm voideering so hard is I want you to feel... Even though I'm a little intense right now, like this is a safe place and that you can say,
yes.
I'm really close with TAC, but not so much with you kind of thing. Right?
I have said this before and I'll say it again. I don't know where Erica fits into it yet because this was prior to when she was here. TAC is like my brother. We have a lot of things in common.
Oh boy, what are you about to say?
Oh boy, no matter what.
She's talking about me.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Wait a second.
We grew up, we were raised very similarly. Like okay. He feels like a brother to me. Slacker does feel like a father figure.
Who? Oh.
The cool
I
dad.
I will be your father figure.
Okay, that's.
I should make a TikTok of
you. You should.
Yeah.
It's okay. A trend.
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't
I'll need you later.
Tiak?
Yes, boss. Sir.
I think we answered that question. We're going to move on.
Yes, young man.
Thanks, Aaron.
I think you are friends. I've worked a couple jobs that I felt like I was friends with, and then you leave that job and you realize, oh, I've never talked to them again. And it is a two-way street. Like, they haven't reached out, but also I'll take responsibility. I haven't really reached out either. Right. Until you run into them. Oh, how you been?
Hey, what's up?
So it's not like negative or hatred or anything, but it is just, oh, I guess we weren't as close as I maybe felt.
Okay.
I'm realizing in every job I've ever had,
you thought they were friends?
I've had friends at work for sure. Like, a girl is coming who I used to work with in LA is coming to my bachelorette party.
Oh, really?
Like, we're very, very good friends. I'm Tia Erica to her kids.
Wow.
So is it the famous one who's on the famous show?
Yeah, yeah. That one.
Have you guys gotten an invite to her bachelorette party? I just called her my sister. It's like, I'm waiting.
All right. Well, here's why I'm upset.
Okay.
The other day, we had a little discussion on the show. And I went after T-Hack for not... Erica had some extra tickets to an event that's coming up. I went after T-Hack for... He did the thing with his wife. It's like, hey, we could get tickets to this thing if you really wanted to go or whatever. But, you know, babysitters. And she's like, no, it's not worth it. And I'm like, dude, I don't think that's healthy. I think sometimes you got to get your wife... You got to date her. You got to get her out of the house. Even if it's $100 and it's like whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he made it work. So the three of you, with your SIG others, are going out.
But I did offer you those tickets. It wasn't like I only asked.
I don't
asked,
need two tickets, as you know.
Well, it's not Erica. Like I only asked T-Hack.
And you could have gone solo.
Yeah.
We're all sitting together.
We just let that other...
And I didn't even want to go, but now you kind of bullied me into like being a good husband.
So this is what's going to happen. I don't know. I want you guys to have fun that night. I do. I don't want you to, in the middle of your night, like stop and think about where
I
am.
We'll send you a picture.
No, but I don't want you to even do that because then it'll make you think about me sitting there.
You're such a butt.
Alone in my house.
I
box of tissues there.
By the way,
two
we
boxes,
are
one for my nose.
Okay, no. I'm done with you.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I recently got an honor, I believe.
An honor.
I'm going to.
I don't know if I've ever heard it in that, like, way.
All
before.
I can think of is the honor toast. Would you guys like me to recite it?
What's the honor?
No, not on the air. I'm not allowed to.
Perfect. Don't even Google it.
Okay, I won't. Thank you.
Absolutely Google it, but make sure you're on the company Wi-Fi when you do.
I Google a lot of weird things on the company Wi-Fi, so.
I'm going to one of my buddies. His older brother is turning 40. It's his 40th birthday party, so they're having a big, like a formal gala. Mm. Gala? I don't know.
You know, I've hosted the Children's Hospital, that.
And you don't know how to say it?
Here's the thing. Both are correct, but only one is correct. So, gala, one of them is the thing. It's like, we're going to throw a gala event.
Okay. But then
the event is a gala.
The Children's Hospital gala.
Gala. And I think they all say it wrong.
Weird.
And then I like went up and was saying it the way it's supposed to be. And they're like, no, it's the other. And I'm like, no, I like literally looked this up.
Huh.
Because it's like, I think they all say gala, but I think it's a gala. So it's a gala event, but the event itself is so-and-so's gala, 40th gala.
And this is why the English language is impossible.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
So they're hosting a formal party. So it's cool. Like, well, my wife and I were going to go to it. It's always a big deal. Like, they really do it, I don't know how to say it, all the way. Like, all out. They go all out.
Well, I mean, you're not saying it, but these are your... We've talked about your one friend, and he is your obscenely wealthy friend.
They're very successful. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I said it better when I said obscenely wealthy.
They're great. They're great. So
he drives his Lambo to McDonald's.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's hungry.
It's got to be driven, right?
Yeah. Who's going to walk?
Okay. I'm just... Okay.
So anyways, they reached out to me. They knew we were coming, and they asked me if I would be interested in emceeing the event, which was an honor. I was honored. Am I saying it right?
It is an honor.
It is an honor.
Yeah.
Genuinely, it is an honor. I feel like it's an honor. Yeah.
It is.
I feel like you're being asked to work an event that you were previously attending as a guest.
Oh, I
hate agreeing with you.
I don't see it that way, but I don't know, because they know you. Obviously, they know you work in radio, and mm-hmm. that's part of. I guess maybe it would be a little different if it was your buddy, not the buddy's brother.
Yeah, like,
you're friends with both.
I'm friends with both. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm closer with the one who's my age because we were in school together.
You also roasted him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this going to be that again?
I don't know. I haven't gotten the rundown yet. They're kind of last minute with the planning. But for his 30th birthday party, we did a roast. And I was on the dais.
Oh, okay.
And so I participated in roasting.
I think it's fine. Okay. I don't think it's asking him to work.
That was super fun. That didn't feel like work at all. That was awesome.
Like, my thing is, so you're going to be on a schedule. You're going to be in charge of making sure that the event is running as is. So you don't just get to sit back, sip a drink, and chit chat.
It does. Well, when he asked that, I did ask, like, okay, well, what's AHAC going to do during it? And they're like, she'll be fine. We'll take care of her. And there's plenty of my buddies who are all be there. She'll be at the table with them. And it's only.
So then you got to just be up there the whole time?
I get to be up there.
Yeah. Sorry. Not to talk you out of it, but.
No, I get to be up there.
No, and you're doing the manifesting thing. And I do love that. You don't have to. You get to.
They view him as family.
Yeah, I was honored.
Why wouldn't the brother do it?
Because the brother's doing something else.
What is he doing?
Well, I don't know.
Attending the event and having fun?
Kicking his feet back, sipping a drink.
That's what I'm sorry.
Hanging out with my wife.
No, yes.
Actually a ploy.
I hate that Erica and I are very glass half empty right now.
I'm usually half full.
Right. But this, my first, and I don't think these people, I want to put this on the record, they're not the people who would take advantage of you in any way, shape, or form.
No.
But like, we talked the other day about the potential of you DJing Erica's wedding.
It feels congruent with that.
Yes. It's like, hey, I'm obviously not going to ask you to do that because I want you to have fun.
But it doesn't feel like DJing. It kind of feels like, let's make it real awkward. It kind of feels like if Erica asked you, Slacker, to give a toast at her wedding.
I want to make something really clear right now. That is not happening.
I'm sorry. You don't even have to ask, Erica. No. I've already got it in mind. It goes like this.
Okay.
Here's to honor.
No.
Wait, yeah. What? You said no.
I'll give you the rest of it off the air.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story that will make you think twice about putting bumper stickers on your car.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I've got a story that'll make you say, hot diggity dog.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida!
Let's go!
And boy, is it a Florida story. So a 48-year-old woman was really upset with her neighbor. The neighbor parked their car too close to this woman's yard.
Oh, boy.
And so she was like, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. She decided to cover this car in toilet paper, TP it, if you will.
Okay. That's the only...
Harmless.
That's as close as I have to toilet papering.
Yeah. The problem is she was very drunk while doing this.
Oh.
Very drunk. So the police arrived, and what they found was a woman dressed as a hot dog, drunk, TPing her neighbor's car.
I still don't see the illegal part.
She resisted arrest, was uncooperative, and was fined $550.
Yikes.
There literally has been no explanation for the hot dog costume.
Do you think she was wearing, was she upset? And then went inside and put on the hot dog costume?
Or was she just in it already?
Yeah, she was in it already, and she was just like a dog ready to be mad.
Maybe that. My nephew was a hot dog for Halloween last year. He is 4.
Okay. But how drunk was he?
Right, exactly.
All right, my story, not from Florida.
Hmm.
It's from some place called the UK.
Hello.
Hello,
love.
Cheerio, love. Yep. Pop up to the Queen. Wow, that was a lot of spit.
Hello,
good Lord. What was that? So there's a man driving around. He's got a bumper sticker that says, I'm not drunk. I'm just avoiding potholes. Except the problem was, he was drunk.
Oh, no.
Yes, police had to respond to a one-car crash.
A one-car?
Yeah, just one car. He put his whole car into, like, a ravine or something. And then they found him sitting there in the ravine. His bumper sticker did say, "I'm not drunk, I'm just avoiding potholes." But he did have double the legal limit of alcohol.
Mm. He said, "Oh, bloody L." Yeah, I'll take a backseat on that one.
He was dressed as a hot dog.
No!
Coincidence? Methinks not. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.